Story's End, written by Marissa Burt and read by Elizabeth Evans.
Prologue. Calling all characters of story. All we have believed about the infamous unbinding is a lie. We were told the muses broke their oaths and turned against us. A lie. We were told that the muses made our loved ones disappear. A lie. We were told the muses killed the WIs. A lie. We were told to lock up the old tales because the muses were tainted with evil. A lie. We were told Tailmaster Archimago defeated the muses and saved Story. A lie. We were told that there is no king. All of it. Lies. There once was a king in Story, and he appointed his muses to write our tales. We have recently discovered Archimago's confession, wherein he reveals the true backstory. Archimago and the Red Enchantress Duessa plotted with the Muse Fidelis to rebel against the king. It was the Muse Fidelis who was responsible for the many deaths of the Unbinding. The other innocent muses have been wrongfully accused. We must unite. The enemy being once again at our very doors, it behooves every character to come forward and join the resistance. Spread the true backstory. Stop the Red Enchantress Duessa. Look for the king's return. Together we can save Story and find a happy ending for us all. Remember that only love conquers fear. Chapter 1. Una Fairchild rolled the freshly printed broadside into a tight scroll, tied a piece of twine around the center, and added it to the growing stack of parchment that was the result of an afternoon's hard work. One batch of notices had already been posted at Perot Academy, though Una didn't know how long Tailmaster Elton would tolerate that. Another bundle was set to be hand-delivered around Fairy Village and Hart's Place that afternoon. The Resistance members seemed confident that the characters would know that the line, "Only love conquers fear," referred to Hart's Place, where Resistance informants stood ready to direct recruits back to Bramble Cottage. Una hoped they were right. They needed to grow the Resistance, fast. Una and Peter were preparing the broadsides for delivery, while the grown-ups worked at a giant old-fashioned printing press on the other side of the Merryweather's barn. Una had amassed quite a stack of notices. Peter, on the other hand, had barely touched the pile of parchment in front of him. He was busy recounting yet again his battle with the beasts Gog and Magog. Una was sick of hearing how brave Peter had been, but she didn't tell him to stop, mostly because if Peter's brothers were busy listening to him, they wouldn't pester her with unwanted questions. The previous days had been filled with many heated conversations. The Sacred Order of the Servants of the King thought that the broadside should be all about the long-lost king, whereas the Resistance members were sure that they should focus on overthrowing the Tailkeeper regime. They might have argued about it forever, but the imminence of the enemy's return forced the two groups into a prickly truce, and the one conclusion the now united Resistance had agreed upon was that they needed to share the true backstory with the rest of Story's characters and motivate them to fight against Fidelis. Una laid another stack of papers flat on the bale of hay next to her and winced at Peter's unpleasantly authentic description of the way his blade cut through the dying beast.
"You're a hero," Bastion said breathlessly. "My own brother, the hero."
Peter shook his head. "Sam's the hero," he said, without any of the bluster of his storytelling. "You should have seen him." Una looked down at the cat, asleep in her lap.
"Poor brave Sam."
Una had tried to hide her shock when she had first seen him at the healer's. One silken ear was now torn, and his beautiful coat was spotted with holes where chunks of fur had been ripped out. Una cuddled him closer.
"He did this to save me,"